Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. A Ragged Holiday. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
When you think about Thanksgiving, you might think about family, turkey, lots of food, football. But if you're doing a deep dive on Thanksgiving, a proper deep dive, especially in New York City, you might come across something called Ragamuffin Day or the Ragamuffin Parade, a bizarre celebration of Thanksgiving lost to time. Well, almost lost, as photos, stories, and podcasts keep this strange and spooky retired Thanksgiving tradition alive. Today on Ghost Town, a little bit of a lighter Thanksgiving episode. Get your costumes, small children, and various scare tactics together, and let's take to the streets, because we're talking about Thanksgiving in New York City at the Ragamuffin Parade. If you can believe it, from roughly the time that Abraham Lincoln declared Thanksgiving to be a national holiday in 1863 to 1930s New York City, children would celebrate Thanksgiving Day with one enduring and odd tradition: dressing themselves in rags and makeup, in exaggerated parodies of beggars. Think Charlie Chaplin's character in The Tramp. This would ready them for the big Ragamuffin Parade, where they'd run around New York City, playing pranks and asking neighbors and adults, quote, "Anything for Thanksgiving?" In turn, adults would give the children pennies, apples, trinkets, or even a piece of candy. "New York children have something to be thankful for Thanksgiving Day," wrote journalist Wilton Markham in The Freelance. On that day, children literally take possession of the streets. Markham goes on to describe, via Atlas Obscura, thousands upon thousands of, quote, "ragamuffins," pelting pedestrians with confetti and flour, hitching rides on the fenders of moving cars, blasting horns, riding horses, and finding all sorts of ways to, quote, "generally enjoy themselves to the limit of their temporary freedom." As you might imagine, life as a kid around the turn of the 20th century wasn't exactly the best, especially kids living in the New York tenement life. So a day of mayhem where kids could dress up, cause chaos, collect treats, not work, in an unapologetic manner? Well, that was a good day. While we don't know the exact origin of Ragamuffin Day, Atlas Obscura also hypothesizes that Ragamuffin Day came from the widening immigrant population of New York, who, not exactly being familiar with Thanksgiving in their country of origin, sourced upon their own conception of celebration: carnival masquerades, candy, costumes, merriment, hijinks, etc., to celebrate this markedly American holiday. Now, if Ragamuffin Day sounds all too familiar, it's because it is. It laid the groundwork for much of the Americanized celebration of, you guessed it, Halloween. Think of ragamuffining on Thanksgiving Day as trick-or-treating, but of course for Thanksgiving. In fact, trick-or-treating for Halloween wouldn't widely come into practice until the 1940s and 1950s. This means Ragamuffin Day predated Halloween trick-or-treating by nearly 100 years. But before everybody knew what trick-or-treating was, or what would predate trick-or-treating, people didn't really know what to make of this strange show of mayhem outside of New York City. The New York Tribune ran an article on November 21st, 1909, quoting a man named James M. Farrar, saying, quote, "Those of you who have always lived in New York do not think of this Thanksgiving game of ragamuffin as a strange custom, but the strangers coming to our city are greatly surprised and ask what it means." Farrar thought that the tradition of, quote, "dressing in old clothes, many sizes too large, painting their faces or putting on masks," was, quote, "here to stay." But, of course, it did not stay, at least not in this specific incarnation. Why? Well, during the Great Depression, the idea of children cosplaying as poor people, as hobos, as those begging for food, seemed like a tender subject. And quite honestly, children playing pranks clad in rags became more obnoxious than fun. In the 1930s, the New York Times began running an increasing number of articles and op-eds calling for the end of the tradition. The New York Public Library blog cites a quote by William J. O'Shea, superintendent of schools, saying that, quote, "Many citizens complain that on Thanksgiving Day, they are annoyed by the children dressed as ragamuffins who beg for money and gifts." In 1936, the New York Times' only mention of the ragamuffins is a derogatory headline. Quote, "Ragamuffins frowned upon. Despite the endeavors of social agencies to discourage begging by children, it is likely that the customary Thanksgiving ragamuffins, wearing discarded apparel of their elders, with masks and painted faces, will ask passersby anything for Thanksgiving." By the late 1930s and early 1940s, ragamuffin traditions were still happening in Flatbush, the Bronx, and Greenpoint, but had almost entirely fallen out of fashion in Manhattan. In fact, the last mention of the Thanksgiving ragamuffin parades is in 1956. At some point, the practice was almost totally overshadowed in the public's consciousness by a different festive parade, one that was far more broadcastable to wider audiences on a new technology, the television. This event was, of course, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We've talked about some bizarre instances that happened at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and we may talk about it in a future episode of Ghost Town. But for now, I want to say I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, from one ragamuffin to another.